Welcome back, everyone, to RoomPak's Res Ed Chat podcast. If you're new to the show, every episode, our team of hosts brings you timely discussions on a variety of topics of interest to higher professionals who work in and with university housing, residence life, residential education. So today's episode is our kind of special yearly tradition where we like to introduce you to the RoomPak summer Kuhawai intern. So this will be a little bit of a kind of the get to know you episode that we usually do, but also focus a little bit more on the special project that she is helping RoomPak with, RA360. So I will let her go into more of explaining all that. I will not steal her thunder, but Vitas, if you want to kind of briefly kind of introduce yourself to start us out, kind of go through your professional background, and then we'll talk a little bit more kind of what brought you to RoomPak and what you're working on.
Yeah, absolutely. So hello, my name is Venus. I am a fourth year graduate assistant at Florida State University, go Noles. I worked in many different areas at my institute as I've been here for quite a while. I've been in functional areas such as academic initiatives, conduct. And for my fourth and final year, I'll be stepping into a traditional in-hall graduate role. Some of my academic background. I have earned all of my degrees from Florida State University. I hold bachelor's degrees in human sciences and psychology. I worked up with my master's immediately in higher education, and I'm a current going into my second year PhD student in the same field. Basically have been at FSU and it's been my home base for quite some time.
Yeah, I take it you must like it there. You know, I've never been to Florida State, you know, campus or anything. But yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I think it is like there's something to be said for like being at a place that can afford you so many opportunities, so many different opportunities. And, you know, it sounds like you're getting quite kind of the diverse kind of professional experiences through your graduate studies there, and obviously having kind of your doctorate program and all that. So I guess with all of that, I mean, I assume, you know, you want to try to keep busy in the summers and things, maybe, you know, depending on what else you might have going on personally. But, you know, what brought you to RoomPak? What attracted you about the opportunity? What's kind of the story there?
Yeah, honestly, I would say it was just kind of that curiosity, itch to grow. Love FSU, love my time that I've spent here, but also kind of realized that I needed to, you know, stretch beyond just one institute, one area. As I've kind of talked about my background a little bit, all of it is in higher ed. And as I start to kind of sit down, hunker down a bit about what I need to do post-graduation, post-final graduation, I should say, I wanted to see if I was interested in staying in the higher ed realm or kind of like dip my toes outside the traditional student affairs roles that I've been working in so far. Once I do land what I like to call my first big girl job, RoomPak was a very cool opportunity through the Kuhawai platform that was still kind of a higher ed adjacent role, but gave me that chance to kind of learn and develop in some different areas that I was interested in learning about.
Yeah, and I think anymore, like I've just witnessed over my career that I think a lot of more people have been curious in that same way. And, you know, I'm glad I think there's just many more opportunities to pursue that in a way that feels still kind of maybe like aligned with your values and being kind of still like in a mission driven organization where, you know, it could be a very different climate of like, you know, working professionally in a professional organization that supports higher ed or, you know, a nonprofit policy think tank or, yeah, a company or whatever else. So like just knowing that like, yeah, you can see if the grass is greener on the other side. You can get a little bit of a different perspective, have more of an impact on like a national scale. But even just, yeah, kind of marbling in some different experiences, whether it's, I mean, even kind of what I was sensing from what you're saying, like that idea of like, if you're like, well, I've been like res life all the time, or now I'm going to start kind of go more broadly to student affairs, or now I'm going to go a bit more broadly in higher ed, but they're all happening at FSU or something, you know, like it could be like, I'm doing, you know, a bunch of different things at the same institution, but like, it really is helping to, I mean, cultivate different skills, kind of broaden your perspective. And at certain points, I think we've had some episodes recently on this, like it can then still reinforce. It's like, you know what? I still really like, you know, res life or wherever it was that I started or where I was that I was for most of my, you know, career. So I think, you know, just all those things being valuable, I think we always just like kind of hearing, you know, folks' stories, especially I think the interns who kind of just airdrop in, I think always have really interesting backgrounds. And, you know, it's great to be able to, you know, have folks that are getting this little sort of concentrated dose of, you know, kind of a very different experience. So, you know, a hallmark of your experience this summer, though, is working on the RA360 project. So I think it's, you know, been something in the ether and kind of, you know, burgeoning for a bit. But if you want to tell our audience a little bit more about the project, just sort of, you know, kind of the elevator pitch, as it were, but then kind of what you are doing in support of this project.
Yeah. Overall, I think it's been a really fun, and I think it's a super meaningful project to work on. The way I took it, the idea was to kind of create a centralized, free, accessible resource for student staff members, those holding a similar adjacent role to resident assistants, RAs, on some of these very common, but sometimes very tricky, just parts of the job. So how do you handle and work with students who are facing homesickness? How do you help support students with time management and different things like that? It's a blend of a lot of different practical tips, quick guides on different topics, and also just different little wisdom pieces from across the field. I've been fortunate enough to be able to write some blog posts on the different areas that I have been working on. There's different members of the RoomPack team and blog team that have done that. But then there's also some podcasts and different materials from the field that are dispersed throughout these different categories. It's still, I'll say, a little bit in the early stages. I was only able to delve and do deep dives into 7 topics and develop a new one in general. But it's definitely a very nice bridge to the gap of what is training when you start in the fall for RA training into that kind of that day-to-day on-the-job reality.
Yeah, that's what I think is kind of interesting. I think, like I said, I think there's been an ether, and I guess I say that kind of bias, like knowing that like there's been a lot of research and things going into this behind the scenes. I think this is kind of helping to inaugurate, kind of putting it out into the world, you know, more in earnest. But yeah, that idea that, you know, just from my experience, and I'd assume that this must be, you know, similar to other folks to some extent, is that like, you know, the amount of training, you know, or kind of staff development resources are really just going to vary by, you know, institution, the size of the team, and you know, some people just kind of like have kind of their own little portfolios or binders of things that they've like used over the years, and they kind of bring with them everywhere or whatever else. It's like, you know, that value in trying to build kind of just a, you know, agnostic of all those variables, like a library that is accessible to people, that, you know, covers the kind of wide range of topics and really honors kind of the range of kind of duties and the things that student staff members do, so that, you know, they can maybe scratch their own itch. They can be leveraged kind of intentionally by, you know, the professional staff that support them. And I think it is just, if folks, I would hope and know kind of our intention here, kind of notice that like we are just putting out a lot more content around, like with like the podcast, like the RA chat and everything else. Like, it's just that idea that, like, you know, I think we've gone a while without really kind of like fully embracing that. And it's just glad, you know, because I'm personally not working directly on that aspect, you know, of kind of what RoomPack's doing kind of content wise, but like, it's just great to see that that is just this sort of blossoming kind of area of content to really kind of address some of the gaps, at least in terms of, you know, what we're putting out there, but, you know, hopefully also addressing gaps of what other teams out there may just, like, you know, by no fault of their own, just be maybe enabled to kind of dedicate the bandwidth to kind of developing it. And, you know, there's always just that philosophy of like, okay, does like every residence life team across the country have to like reinvent or kind of do the same work over and over again? It's like, hey, here's like, I mean, at the very least, like a basis, like a groundwork, a foundation to, you know, sort of work off of. And, you know, everybody doesn't have to kind of labor over the same things over and over again. But that's like at least just kind of my point of view. I guess if you want to say a little bit more about how you and kind of how RoomPack like envisions this resource being used, I don't know if it's kind of, you know, much of what I've mentioned, or if there's other ways that you see these sort of being kind of used kind of intentionally by teams.
Yeah, I think overall, I want to envision it and would potentially use it for upcoming staff meetings and staffs that I'll be supervising in the future as like a digital mentor almost. And it's like a pick your own adventure for new RAs or new student staff members coming into the role. It's, I think, a very good approachable peer mentor guide almost. When we wrote out these different pages, it was written as if it was somebody speaking to them as an equal. It wasn't coming up from a higher up person or perspective. So it's an approachable guide for those moments of like, okay, like, how do I actually do this? I was trained on these duty protocols, but like, what does that actually look like? But also for our returning staff members, it's a refresher of something like, oh yeah, I remember that I was trained on this, right? But like, now it actually makes a little bit more sense now that I'm in this time, this place. It's not meant to say like replace training overall. I think still it's really important for each institute to obviously train their student staff members, but it's a good supplement in a way that feels a lot more informal, peer accessible, and helpful. And I see it as something that professional staff members can use during weekly trainings or staff meetings as reminders and refreshers as they're going throughout the year during the different peak seasons of maybe midterms and they're doing in-hall inspections or when they're closing down for winter and for spring closing as well.
Yeah, and I appreciate you just making that mention of just like we are not intending this to be like a full replacement of, you know, that idea. We're like, oh, great. Now, yeah, we could just like totally take our hands off the wheel. Because, yeah, like it being like a supplement and augment sort of a, you know, just a added resource that, you know, sort of supports, you know, whatever it is that you're already doing. And I mean, it is even that big thing, I think, just to keep sort of, you know, kind of bold circling underlining here of like what you were getting at there of like, this being a way and just sort of a, you know, jumping off point for like throughout the year. Like, I think that is, I think the other sort of pitfall here is that like, you know, you go through that then like intensive RE training at the beginning of the academic year. And then you like, just don't revisit anything, you know, unless maybe there's like some sort of like issue or problem or whatever else. It's just like, I think it's just part of a healthy diet to, you know, be bringing things up recurrently and, you know, using these good resources to kind of have discussions and, you know, have folks engage with. So I think just having, you know, that library to pull from and kind of that roadmap, or, you know, you can see like, okay, I've got all this like laid out in front of me. And then it's like, yeah, we can discuss this month and this month. Like you can kind of have that cyclical pattern of just always kind of keeping things top of mind, especially when they're sort of timely or relevant, and just a good habit to get in from the professional staff's point of view. Cause I think, like you said, even that a lot of it speaks to RAs directly, sort of like, you know, just the language or just sort of the framework and stuff. Like, I think that idea of having somebody who kind of, you know, the professional staff kind of point you in the right direction at the right time. Cause I think that's sometimes the other, like you build like great content libraries like this and it's like, well, it's all there for them to read. Like, why aren't they engaging with it? What, like, you're not giving them any sort of like structure or guidance and stuff. So I don't know, like, if you just maybe want to expand on that part of it too, of like trying to find that right balance of like, this is, you know, in a sense, like, you know, just for the vernacular sort of the phrasing kind of way of it, of just sort of like for RAs by RAs, you know, like that sort of thing. I'm like, all right, we're speaking your language. We're speaking from, you know, this sort of experience kind of firsthand and stuff. You know, as much as you want to kind of go that direction, you do want to also kind of have that aspect of it of like, okay, we do need to sort of like maybe have instructions for professional staff to kind of, you know, encourage, yeah, that sort of like cyclical nature of it. So like, can you just speak to, I guess, kind of that dynamic of when you're kind of like working on this content?
Yeah. I think when I've been working throughout these different topics, obviously keeping in mind that the main audience is for these student staff members. So using kind of the different lingo that they'll use, I use a lot of fun little different patterns, different like little POVs, you're doing this, kind of keeping up with like the social media trends and whatnot. But also keeping in mind as like from my perspective that I've had as a professional staff member of like remembering like these are incidences and occurrences that I've seen or faced that were helpful to remind my staff for. So when I'm imagining it from that professional staff lens and how professional staff members can use it in their throughout their year is just remembering kind of about that cyclical kind of style throughout the semester. When we get to midterms, that's when the students are going to start facing massive amounts of burnout, right? So intentionally looking at these sections and saying during staff meetings, hey, RAs, hey, student staff members, this is something that we've seen as like a historical pattern at our institute that this happens during, you know, these couple of weeks throughout the semester. So we're going to intentionally train you and remind you about these different topics before it happens so that maybe you can plan events around it or have intentional conversations with your residents before that this huge event happens. So when I'm planning out and like creating these, it's just coming from that lens of, okay, how can I be intentional and help other professional staff members intentionally and proactively reach out to their staff rather than just that reactive lens of, okay, well, now burnout's here, now homesickness is here. What do we do? Here's some ways and how this is how you can utilize it a little bit in advance.
Yeah, that's a really good call out of like, you really want to be as proactive with this stuff as possible versus having to deal with like, yeah, I think even just in past experiences for me of being like a student support coach or whatever, you know, purely in the academic sense, it's like, you know, you'd want to encourage students to be like utilizing tutoring before you get that like really bad grade on the midterm, you know, like, you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, that idea of if somebody is starting to have some bad behaviors, bad habits, you know, kind of checking out, burning out or whatever else, it's like, you know, and then there's some sort of issue or something, like, yeah, you would just hope to be able to prevent that. And there is, I think, a lot that you can do to at least, like, you know, make every best effort in that direction. So I think that is yeah, great way to look at this. But so like you said, I mean, we're still kind of in somewhat of early stages, maybe with a lot of the kind of stuff getting out there. But as of this moment, you know, we're recording this kind of you know, in the depths of summer here, but, you know, as you're looking ahead towards the fall, towards, you know, maybe the next year, any teases for the future of this project?
I don't want to give away too much because I don't want to spoil it for everybody. I do definitely say, like, take a look at it because there's a lot more build out on some of these pages that I've been working on. But I will say in general, the project is just getting warmed up. I believe I am the first intern that's taking a really big deep dive into these categories that have been published. So if you have been using RA360, you'll start to notice that these pages are getting just more and more in depth with a lot more resources, a lot more tailor-made things that are for specifically residential life or RAs in general, rather than just kind of broad spectrum. For example, I'm working on program planning this week. So we had some broad general YouTube videos about program planning in general, but we're now creating content that's specifically for this audience of student staff members. Also this round, kind of making just more interactive content. So quizzes and polls and some things to make it much more user-friendly, interactive, and not just reading through all of this information. And it's hopefully going to be something that people and student staff members will read more than just once and kind of like throw it away and forget it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just appreciate your perspective about this so much, because I think it is just like good sort of, you know, kind of philosophies when it comes to content, and especially just like learning resources like this of like, you know, because the thing that comes closest to my mind with this is like, if you're using a tech platform or something, you know, a lot of them will have like really robust like help centers and guides and, you know, some of them like community boards or whatever. But like that idea that you can be sort of engaging with like, okay, here's how you do this thing and this thing, that like, so one, it's just like, come back here whenever you have a problem, like we probably one way or another will be able to help you with it. But then even if it's like, yeah, you go over concepts, you know, at one point, you have a session about it during RA training, it's like, come back to it again. If it's just sort of like, I feel like I'm just missing something, I'm not getting in, or I want to like kind of check my work or whatever, like just really recognizing that that is just a great way to hone your skills and reinforce your learning, is just sort of like recognize that it is there. And you know, I think I've always appreciated that about this moment of like, you know, yeah, like you have like YouTube videos about something and it's like, yeah, sometimes I'm just gonna like watch it at 1.5 speed, I'm just gonna go through it, you know, it's like it's a webinar about something and I kind of just, you know, try to get through it pretty quickly. But then there's other times it's like, even if it's just like it's a 5-minute video about like how to fix something in my house, it's like I'm gonna end up watching it probably like 10 times because I'm just like, okay, I'm like stopping it at each step and then I'm gonna like circle back like, did I do that right or whatever. Like that is just like the beauty of like on-demand learning content. It's like, you know, you go back to it, you read it again, you share it with other people, and you know, you can just kind of you know, kind of like you're saying, like choose your own adventure with it, in the sense of like, you know, if you are somebody who wants to take your time with something, watch a video a bunch of times and do all that, go for it. If you want to kind of just, you know, give it a skim, do whatever else and go on your way, that's great. But like, if, you know, as we all do, if you make a mistake or if you forget something, then like it's there for you as well. So I think that is great advice. And to build off of that, you know, whether it's just great sage life advice you know, regarding RA360 or whatever else, always like to give kind of the final word, kind of final thoughts to our guests for conversation like this, of like, just if you want to wrap everything up for this episode with a final bit of advice, you know, because we'll certainly, you know, have ways to connect with you and with RA360 in the show notes. But yeah, just final piece of advice to wrap up the episode with.
I think my final sage piece of advice is just have fun with what you do. Res life can be very serious, especially with some of the on-call responses. And it might seem like a lot with all the training that is done, but it doesn't mean that you have to like kind of lose your spark and lose your interest in it. Some of the best, I think, growth just comes from when you let yourself step outside of your comfort zone. So if you're a returning staff member, or even if you're a new staff member and you have never done program planning, or you've never had student athletes on your floor before, and it's not something you're ever thought you'd be comfortable with, have the fun with it. Create some really fun, goofy plans, do fun bulletin boards, or do a new door deck that you've never done before. Try something new and just see what happens. You never know where it will take you. And worst comes to worst, it can get changed.
Yeah, that is good advice. I think just, I mean, in general in life is like trying to get better about like recognizing the things that like aren't permanent, but sometimes maybe like feel like they are, where it's just like, okay, we've got to make a choice here, but like we can also change it at some point. Like we're not going to be like locked in forever. And if we make a mistake, it's just like this like permanent blemish or something. Like, so I think that idea of like, yeah, because it, you know, it could be with like a bulletin board is a very small example. It's like, oh, I tried this one thing, like didn't really work out, you know, just going to scrap it, you know, change it up for next month or whatever. And, you know, let bygones be bygones. But yeah, and I think it is that like, you know, if some of the like procedural kind of stuff, if that can become like more intuitive and all that, and like just try to be fun and creative with the work and, you know, having great tools like RE360, hopefully maybe it'll provide some inspiration there or something. But I think, yeah, there's an inherent fun of like, you know, just being on campus and that, like, you know, that experience of just sort of like all the kind of quirky, weird, unique things that come with that. But yeah, I think that is great advice. I appreciate you and all of your work on this project and keeping it moving forward. I think it's such a great initiative, and just appreciate your time here to hang out and talk a little bit more about it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.